Are you ready to stop the self-sabotage and create the life you desire? Well, in order for that to happen, you need to break free from the bad beliefs that are holding your success hostage. You need to optimize the stress by turning it into extra energy for success. And those hurtful habits? Well, we need to give that pain a purpose for progress. Welcome to Stop the Self-Sabotage and Create the Life You Desire podcast. Have you heard the old adage, it's not how many times you get knocked down, it's how many times you get back up? What if that weren't necessarily true? Well, not that it's not necessarily true. What if it is incomplete? Because it's not that you get back up, because I know that you're going to do that because you survive. But that's the problem. It's not that you get back up. It's how you get back up. That's what allows you to move into thrive. I'll give you an example, something that happened to me a year ago that was absolutely so embarrassing. And if someone recorded it, it would have been a YouTube hit. So I was on vacation with my sister and my niece down at my mom's, enjoying the beaches of Navarre, Florida. If you have never looked that up, oh my gosh. Yeah, the Emerald Coast. Look at the pictures. It's amazing. Soft, white, powdered sugar sand, turquoise water. And so we're there about a year ago, and we're along an area of the beach where it kind of formed just a little cove coming in. And when we went to get into the water, we didn't realize, because of the way the tides had worked it, that there was a severe drop-off. Well, enough of a drop-off. So you're walking into the water, you're about ankle deep, and then all of a sudden, bam, you're in it up to your waist, a four-foot drop, okay? And so that was kind of surprising. And then getting out of the water in that area, because you had to step up 4 feet at least, that was a real challenge. Well, getting out of the water was the embarrassing moment, because I couldn't get my foot lifted up high enough, and I turned around to say something to my sister, and a wave caught me, and it knocked me backwards onto the beach, dragged me about 25, 30 feet, flat on my back, legs sticking straight up in the air, filling my bathing suit bottom with sand and seashells. Exfoliation taken to a next level. I was mortified. I was embarrassed. But this is what I want you to know about getting back up, because everybody around me and the beach was packed, was laughing. And it was absolutely hilarious. So you have what's known as a values hierarchy, also known as a power hierarchy. And how you determine that you get back up will mean either you survive or you thrive based on what you value. Well, there's a part of me that does value being embarrassed, or else I would never experience it. But there's also a part of me that decides, what am I going to value more than that? And I value humor. And I knew instantly, I looked absolutely ridiculous with my feet sticking up in the air like that, being drugged by a wave. My sister rushed to be next to me to try to give me a hand up, and she couldn't. She was bent over laughing so hard. She was having a hard time breathing. And so when I got back up with humor and with laughter and knowing that, yeah, I just gave everybody a great moment to their day. So what are you going to value more than the pain that you've been through?
I'll give you another example that happened just 3 hours ago. If you've been in my world for a while, you know I have a puppy. His name is Thor. He's a little over a year old, 140-ish pounds. So when things happen, they're pretty weighty. Thor also has what's known as idiopathic epilepsy, seizures of unknown origin. And 3 hours ago, he had another one. You know those workplace signs that they have in factories? So many days since an accident? Yeah, well, ours now says 3 hours since a workplace incident. So it's a grand mal seizure, and I'm working through it with him. And a thought came to mind. I'm a member of a number of groups for dogs that have epilepsy. And one of the things that I had wanted to do was travel with my dog. And then this showed up when he was 6 months old. It showed up at the end of last summer. And I'm like, wow, I'm really going to have to reevaluate everything in my life. And I reached out to one of those groups. And I'm like, how do you guys handle doing what you might want to do and now you can't? And a brilliant woman reached back out and she says, my dog has epilepsy. He also does dock diving competitions, you know, where the dogs jump in the water and see how far they can go. And she says, you know what I have to do? I have to put a life jacket on him. So that way, if he has a seizure going into the water or in the water, yeah, it'll keep his head above water until I can get to him. See, she valued finding a way to keep above it. Two clients in the last couple of weeks. One came to me because she had been procrastinating on some pretty big life projects. And working together, we discovered, in her words, she just didn't have the bandwidth on these big projects because of some caretaking she was required to do. So I said, okay. Now, she had not come to that realization yet, but I knew that there was something else going on. And she was really valuing these projects, but she was also valuing being able to take care of this family member, and that needed to come in top. So I asked her, well, you know, what used to bring you joy before you had to go into this caretaking? What brought fun into your life? And she told me dancing. And I'm like, okay, great. I want you to find all the ways to bring that back into your life. Now, she didn't actually go out and go dancing, but she started investigating and music and getting back into what brought her joy. And then in the last couple of weeks, she's like, wow, I recognized what I was doing. That there wasn't enough of me to go around for these big projects. But that was okay. I could get back into the small things. There we go. And so she was valuing the everyday joys, not the big accomplishments. Now, another client just in the last few days again came to me because there's a really big project that she needs to get out into the world, and it has just been taking forever. Now, she was different. Because when she told me about what had happened in her past, she had someone that had come along and had stolen the project that she had created. And so now there's a part of her that's afraid to get back out there. And so there's trust issues. So what I asked her to do was a series of small projects, not because it's going to help her get the big project back out there, but because she's got to learn to trust again and trust herself that she will follow through. Yeah. So I don't know what's knocked you down in life, whether it might be waves, health problems, a very painful past, something going on in your present. And I know you can survive. I know you can. But it's time to move into thrive. And so what is it that you need to value that will then take dominance and hold power over that lower level value that has been keeping you stuck and struggling. All right, until we get together again, blessings on your brilliance. It's not that you get back up. It's how you decide to stand. Becoming a healingpreneur, could that be you? It's not just a career. It is a calling to help people peel back the layers so they can move into progress of their brilliance and their magnificence. If this could potentially be you, then I want to let you know I am offering you the ability to train with me privately at the group investment. I only have room right now for one person to be able to do this over the summer. We're going to take a look at our schedules and we're going to fit training to where it's a good fit for you as well as what I have open. And you can take up to 3 months, not only to train, but up to 3 months to take care of your investment. But again, I only have an opening for one. Why is this? Because my trainings that I do, even on the advanced side, are a little bit lighter over the summer. So it creates space. And that might be a space and a place that is waiting for you. So this is what I'd like you to do. Go to dawnlandrum.com, click on the tab, become a certified hypnotist, see everything that is offered there. Again, it is at the group rate that you will be training with me privately. And then reach out to me. There's going to be a button that shows up on the bottom where we can have a phone call. And let's make sure that this and myself are the right fit for you. So healingpreneur, is that your calling?